Hi, and welcome back to Indoor Picnic, a collection of stories about life, love, and everything in between, mostly taking place in the United States and Indonesia. This is Ebby, your host. Our very first episode is a re-recording of one that was first released in March 2019. More on that later. For now, let's begin. And as always, thank you for listening. A bird cracks its beak open and sings. A lizard scuttles across the stone tiles and honks a bug off the iron gates. I look for tola angin in the plastic container on the kitchen counter and settle instead for ziplong, which never seems to taste as good. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of a dream, panicking, utterly convinced that this house we're living in right now is the wrong one. It feels strange to unlock the door of this house and to walk inside, make myself comfortable after a long day. I'm not sure what it is about this one-story house. Actually, all my life, I've hated one-story houses. They always seemed so diminutive and cramped and dark. I didn't have a single friend who lived in a one-story house. Apartments didn't count, of course. They're apartments, for God's sake, not houses. But if you think about it, what makes a house anyways? Is it the having of a roof? The number of rooms? The sprawling garden or the tree in the backyard? Or perhaps the huge driveway with massive trash bins out front? At the end of the day, these are all pretty superficial features. Anyways, I always believed that if a person was gonna cough up all that money for their own plot of land, it would be best to go for a two-story house sekalian. This country has ruined my perception of language. It has also ruined my perception of what I believed houses should look like. I'm trying right now to think of a good substitute for a scallion. Maybe something like this. If a person was going to cough up all that money for their own plot of land, it would be best to go for the two-story house while they're at it. Or maybe, for example, do you want this one as well? Do you want to get this one while you're at it? But there are some things that you can say in one language that have no direct translation in another. As well, and while you're at it, just don't have the same ring as scallion. And all of a sudden, I wake up and I think again, this is the wrong house. Seharusnya gak seperti ini. It used to be that in my mind, two-story houses, and American houses specifically, with their insulation and central heating and attics and basements, were naturally, obviously superior. Actually, it did not even occur to me to think that houses could be constructed differently in other parts of the world. I was so blinded by what I had been taught at school that I believed that sparkling American everything was the standard. The truth is that two-story houses have their own problems. They cost more to maintain, especially during the winters. They are harder to clean. They are riskier to care for and navigate. A child falls down the stairs after a nasty fight. The wooden banister leaves a bruise on their scalp. The old grandmother, my old grandmother, for example, heaves and sighs every time she has to climb a flight of stairs. The carpet, unfed, reaches out when everyone else is asleep to swallow acrylic beads and a colony of ants, a hidden sewing needle. What's so amazing? Really, about American houses. What's so amazing about American anything? I'm trying to unlearn this innate sense of awe and love towards the United States and all of the things it has created. A part of me just can't help but be angry about this sense of worship, this internalized glorification of my home country. I hate sometimes that I feel more at home loving American things than I do in this country, in this house, even though it's been 5 years. In the middle of these nights, I look around in the dark and know that for better or worse, this is the house. We have filled it with half-priced IKEA furniture. My countless dresses weigh our cabinets down. There are no drawers in the kitchen. There is no room where I can escape. I live here. I shed skin into this borrowed mattress that's probably older than I am. I kiss here. I love here. I play with my daughter here. I finish chewing on the Ziploc packet and do my best to appreciate its metallic taste. In a few minutes, I'll probably fall asleep again, saying over and over again to myself that this is the house. This is the house. This is the house. Our house. And the fact of the matter is that one-story houses and two-story houses and three-story houses, which in fact I have seen here in Indonesia. All houses, in fact, are really multi-story houses in which people live and die, where families breathe dust and dirt and love into their packed lungs. This house and all of the stories I have told inside it and of it, and all of the stories I will tell, the stories I will continue when one day I no longer live here. It's this many-colored, many-storied house, this entirely new way of living and seeing the world, that I am trying my very, very hardest to adore. I started this project a long time ago, over a year ago. This first episode was released in March 24th, 2019, about 8 or 9 months after we moved from Pluit to Cikupa, which, if any of you know, is over like 50 kilometers away. And a lot has happened since March 24th, 2019, and today, May 2020. A lot has changed. But let's see. I have split from my husband. I'm living on my own now. in a rented house in Chikupa still. And I decided, while thinking, especially during this quarantine period, thinking, what am I gonna do next? Aside from working and writing tech and business content, aside from taking care of my daughter, aside from, doing the minimal work required to keep this house, this new house of mine, running. And, podcasts are the big thing right now. So I guess I figure, why not? Why not start this up again? So here I am back with perhaps a few more stories to tell. I'm not exactly sure yet what I'm going to talk about here. Probably nothing useful. It's just random storytelling about probably weird things like Indomie and Akukamu versus Guelo. Stories about, my weird first few years here in Indonesia, if any of you are interested in that. But this is just a very quick life update. I'm hoping that I can release episodes, weekly or maybe even more often. But you shouldn't expect that. Okay, so yeah, storytelling with me. Still indoor picnic. Still, me taking myself a little bit too seriously. But I hope that if you listen to this, you can feel a little bit of comfort. You can listen to me talking about random stuff and think like, wow, her life is so weird and my life is weird too, and we're all just doing our best. Okay. But if you're still listening to this, thank you. I hope that in the future I'll have a few more interesting topics for you to listen to. Yeah. Thanks for sticking around with me along this journey. Thanks for listening. And thanks for being you. Love y'all. Bye bye. See you next week, hopefully.